But when it's you they pick on, it makes you feel you're rubbish. Dot went on crossly, and if people can't see how lovely you are, that's their loss, not yours. Ruby didn't really understand that last bit, but it made the warm thing happen in her tummy again. That night, Ruby had a dream. In her dream, people were piling all sorts of rubbish over her head. Stale chips, chewed bits of pizza, and smelly anchovies. Ugh! Ruby was drowning in the rubbish. And then it got even more horrible because someone mistook Ruby for rubbish and put her in the bin too. It was awful. But then something amazing happened in her dream. Ruby suddenly felt angry, and her anger made her feel so strong that she poured rubbish right back over everyone. Next day in class, Mrs. Fruity Nose scolded Ruby for too many crossings out. Ted the Tough jeered at her for getting cheese sauce on her sweater, and someone called her stupid for wearing odd socks. Suddenly, Ruby had enough. She remembered her dream. She stood up. "Excuse me, everybody, but let's get one thing straight. From now on, I am not rubbish. In fact, I am getting really fed up with people who feel bad about themselves trying to make me feel bad instead. And if you can't see that I'm lovely, then it's your loss, not mine." Everyone clapped except for the bullies, who fell over in shock. And Mrs. Fruity Nose, who looked very surprised indeed. Ruby often visited Dot, the lunchtime lady, in her garden. They became great friends together. They would do some gardening and talk and laugh. It was so much fun that sometimes it felt to Ruby as if they were flying together. Whee! And when Dot smiled that special smile or gave Ruby a little squeeze, ding, Ruby felt like a princess. Dot would listen very carefully and help her to sort out her feelings so well that the warm thing happened in Ruby's tummy again. And after that, with her new friends, Ruby started visiting the little park at the end of her street. It was full of flowers and ponds. "Not hanging around the rubbish anymore?" asked the dustbin man as he walked by.
"No, I prefer being here now," said Ruby. "It's so lovely."
"Just like you," said the dustbin man.
"Yes, just like me."